safe landing for a rogue plane. I'm Pam Huso, Fox News, and the pilot who police say threatened the city of Tupelo, Mississippi, is in custody.
We just got off the phone with the Benton County Sheriff's Office, who did confirm to us that the suspect is in custody. They tell us that that plane went down in Tippa County. That's in northeast Mississippi. Again, that suspect is in custody. We've been seeing videos all over social media of what appears to be the plane that gentleman was flying around for several hours. It looks as if it landed in a field.
Fox's Charles Watson. Police say the plane was stolen from Tupelo Airport and that the pilot threatened to crash into a Walmart store. He had circled the area for hours, causing panic. Grounded at Kennedy Space Center, NASA's new moon rocket. The space agency again scrubbed the launch of the unmanned rocket after another fuel leak. The next attempt will be made on Monday. President Biden had much to say about his predecessor's supporters. On Thursday, during a speech in Philadelphia, he called MAGA Republicans a threat to the country. He later clarified those comments. Tonight, his predecessor will be in Pennsylvania. Former President Trump will rally in Wilkes-Barre as we learn more about the FBI search of his Florida home.
The government released a more detailed receipt of what was taken during last month's raid at Mar-a-Lago, including 1,000 government documents without classification markings that was mixed in with 18 articles of clothing slash gift items and hundreds of news clippings. So a lot of kind of random items there that were mixed in with the more confidential documents.
Fox's Alexandria Hoff. Former Soviet leader Mikhail Gorbachev has been buried in Moscow. He was 91. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Dangerous work is underway in Ukraine, where UN weapons inspectors are at a nuclear power plant occupied by Russian forces.
The military activity and operations are increasing in that part of the country. And this worries me a lot.
Rafael Grossi is the director of the International Atomic Energy Agency. China didn't like it when House Speaker Nancy Pelosi visited Taiwan, and relations could sour even more now that the U.S. has announced a billion-dollar arms sale to the island. Part of the sale entails a logistics support package for a radar program that provides air defense warnings. The program is increasingly critical given China's recent aggression. An explosive fire has sent thousands of people running in Northern California.
This is an explosive fire, what we call rapid or extreme fire spread. The fire is over 900 acres right now. It's really a difficult situation because it's burning in the wildland urban interface, which means there's homes scattered about in amongst the fire perimeter.
Cal Fire Deputy Fire Chief Jonathan Cox, multiple homes have been destroyed in and around the city of Weed. This weekend marks the unofficial end to summer, and that has many Americans heading to the beach. Fox's Alexis McAdams is in Point Lookout, New York, where officials are keeping their eyes peeled for sharks.
It's one of the busiest boating and beach weekends across the country, and they are ramping up patrols. They're out in full force throughout the weekend. There are nearly 50 Marine Bureau officers that will be on patrol looking out for sharks, people operating recklessly on those boats, and also boaters and jet skiers who could be in distress. There was also an unusual amount of shark activity here on the East Coast throughout the summer.
A number of people were attacked by sharks up and down the East Coast. I'm Pam Huso, and this is Fox News.
Kudlow on Fox Business is now on the go for podcast fans. Get key interviews with the biggest business newsmakers of the day. The Kudlow podcast will be available on the go after the show every weekday at foxbusinesspodcasts.com or wherever you download your favorite podcasts.